Yeah, back on the Big Show, Community Connection, KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and 96.5 FM in Bellingham. I'm Bill Davis, your host here on the Big Show, Community Connections. Thank you for making us part of your weekend. It's always a pleasure to invade your space. I love the way I say that, invade your space. But we're actually invading your space with some great stories today. I am joined by a couple of old friends from... Oh, I just made you guys old. I'm sorry. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me? Mary Nessel-Klein.
I am actually old, Bill.
you've got a long way to go before you catch up with me. Mary Nessel-Klein with Cascade Connections, and your title, as always, is?
Residential Contracts Administrator.
Oh, boy. I bet that means that you administrate residential contracts.
You know, it does, but really my job is a little bit different every day, and that's probably why I'm still there 16 years later.
Obviously. So, well, Mary, always good seeing you. You've been here before. And Nikki Kilmer with Cascade Connections. Is this the first time you and I are having a little session inside the studio?
This is the first time, Bill, yes.
Seriously? Well, now tell me what you do there.
I am a program coordinator for Bellingham Supported Living.
Mm-hmm. And that would be, give me the 1 minute exclamation of what you do.
Of what Supported Living does or what I do?
Well, what you do and what Supported Living is
so
all about.
Supported Living, it's one of our residential programs. It allows individuals to live independently in the community. We provide the supports that they need to do that. So weekly grocery shopping, community activities. Mm-hmm. We oversee financial and medical, all the things one would need. To live independently or as independently as possible. And as a program coordinator, I help oversee our staff and hiring and just the client's needs as well. Mm-hmm. And training and just lots of fun.
Sounds like every day is different too.
Yes.
Yeah. Mary, for those who are joining us for the first time and don't know much about Cascade Connections, I don't know why they wouldn't, because it seems like we talk to you guys all the time and you're always out in the community. Tell me about your mission there.
We do so much in the community. It's hard to summarize, but I will try. Okay. Basically, we empower people with disabilities to live and work in their community.
Well, that's simple enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I say simple enough. The statement is simple enough. The mission statement. Mm-hmm. However, putting it into reality.
Right.
That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. But it comes from the heart, so I'm sure that it's... It ends up being easy, especially when you see the fruits of your labor.
We all love doing it, definitely.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. We also have a couple of guests with – well, I say a couple of guests. We've already introduced a couple of guests, but we have some new guests who have – you've brought a couple of friends with you, Kayla and Tim, right?
Yep.
Okay. So tell me about Kayla and Tim.
Tim and Kayla have recently moved out of their parents' home, mm-hmm. and for the first time are living independently in the community with supports provided by Cascade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we felt like there's been a lot of really heavy conversations lately that we've had here with you, Bill, talking about, you know, funding and the legislature.
Well, it's a serious subject, and occasionally we do have to broach those those subjects that do take on kind of a heavy demeanor.
But we wanted to balance that out and remind people that there are so many positives, too, and mm-hmm. that we're doing really great work with some really cool people.
Yeah. And that's why you brought Tim and Kayla in with you today. Kayla, can I start with you first?
Yes, sir. You may.
Well, it is good to see you. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, you moved out of your parents' house, and with assistance from Cascade Connections, you are, I understand, living on your own. What's the best part of living on your own?
Well, like, first off, you don't have any parents telling you what to do. Like,
that always works out well.
Like when you sit, when you lay on your like little blue couch, you don't have your mom telling you, Kayla, sit up, and you don't have to wake a white lie and go, I can't, I'm tired, or maybe pretend that you're sick.
Yeah. So it's nice not having parents around just bossing you around, right?
Well, right. It's like, you know, being released from a cage or something.
Wow. I never thought of it that way. But, you know, I think you're right. When I got to college and got out of my parents' house, that's exactly what it felt like. The cage door was open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe some things that the rest of us take for granted.
Totally for
granted. You know, that these guys are experiencing for the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tim, how about you? What's the best part of living on your own?
Well, I guess I'm getting to do things at my own time.
Kind of setting your own pace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool thing to do. Just set your own pace. Parents not around telling you, like Kayla said, get off the sofa or sit up, right? Very, very nice. Let me go back to you, Kayla.
Yes.
Why do you like Cascade Connection so much?
Oh, well, I tell you the truth, they say you seem a lot nicer than your parents.
Very good.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
And they do whatever you want them, like, they do whatever you want to do, like, you know.
Yeah.
Say, like, Kayla, do you want to go for coffee after this? Yada, yada, yada. You go, okay, you know, whatever you say, you know.
Yeah. I think, Kayla, one of your problems is you just can't come out of your shell. You don't express yourself very much. I'm
right.
Actually kidding you. You're being very, very verbose, and we like that, actually.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, what do you like to do for fun, by the way, since you guys are living on your own now?
I like to read. I like to play music. I like to go out to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to listen to books.
Oh, like audiobooks. Yeah, very cool. I like that. Obviously, the staff helps you a lot. Kayla, you want to kind of run me through a situation of how they do help you?
Like, okay, like I have a medicine I take every morning, an injection that's called Sisin, because my body cannot produce natural growth hormone, and mm-hmm. I get those injections every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I have therapeutic rings with a bracelet attached to them. And a local artist named Megan Kinman makes them. And I like, if I need adjusting of clothes, my staff helps me with that and picking out clothes and also meal prep too.
Oh, yeah. So all right, help me out here, Nikki. Would this be a part of supported living? Would this be a situation where you come in, like she says, meal preps and things like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So a staff member would what, come in the morning and afternoon and evening?
Yeah, it mm-hmm. varies by the individual and their each individual's needs.
Mm-hmm.
But usually we have staff coming in and helping with morning routines, maybe doing some community activities that afternoon or helping people get to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have evening staff helping with evening routines, dinner, cleaning,
yeah.
whatever that person needs support in. Yeah.
We have about 30 seconds left to spend with you. Mary Nessel-Klein, you want to tell people how to get in touch with Cascade Connection should they need some of your services? And I know you're always looking for good yeah. people, too.
Certainly. We're hiring, and you would, you know, get to work with great people like Tim and Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to cascadeconnections.org and see a list of our open positions. You could also give us a call at 714-9355. I'm extension 114.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always happy to answer questions and help walk families through the path of getting services as well as direct applicants to yeah. the right place.
And Tim and Kayla, thanks so much for coming in. You're welcome back.
You're welcome.
Anytime. Will you come back and visit us and give us an update sometime?
Sure. Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe at least maybe invite a couple people out to coffee.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are welcome back anytime. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
We will
thank
continue you. With Community Connection here in just a moment. KGMI News Talk 790KGMI.com and on the FM dial 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
This is Community Connection on KGMI
News Talk 792.9 KISS.